Growing up, my parents instilled in me an attitude that I still believe to this day. Don't just sit there if you see someone needing help. You help them. Water scarcity is a humanitarian cause that warrants this same response. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Naib Abdullah has witnessed firsthand water conditions that cause much suffering in the country of Yemen. Overuse of agricultural water used for high water yield crops has emptied much of the groundwater aquifers that Yemen's citizens rely on as their water supply. He described to me desperate efforts taken to recover water from a well.
2 years ago, they used to use cloths to put them like in, to tie them up and then, hang them down to the wells to get a little bit, some kind of water. And then because of the inability, or they were not able to get the water in a kind of bucket or something like that. And instead they are putting clothes to absorb the water, and they pull it up and they try to squeeze the water to be used later. Actually, they survive from here to here. They bring water from time to time, but they are suffering. Daily suffering. Actually, it's a horrible situation to see, to experience such things that we have just mentioned. But this is because of two things. This happened because some people couldn't pay or afford paying for getting water. Otherwise, there are other places. There are many places that water is available, but it takes time and money as well.
The agricultural issue is centered around a particular crop that is called khat. Leaves from the khat tree are chewed for their narcotic effect by much of the population. It produces a state of euphoria with feelings of increased alertness and excitement. The social use of khat goes beyond having a good time. Chewing khat is used to make business contacts, deals, and other social decisions. It seems to be the Middle East alternative to business golf or a ball game meeting.
There is one single reason can be addressed, or it's the main reason behind this water shortage, which is ghat. It's kind of plant used by Yemenis. Yeah, this plant exhausted almost, 60 to 70% of water supplies. In Yemen, it's legal. But in other countries, maybe even in America, it's illegal. So they say that it gives energy, but to some extent, it makes you so sluggish or something like that. So up to the moment, we have a kind of discussions we are discussing these issues while we are chewing gut. So I don't think that there is going to be a quick solution for the problem. But it needs a kind of... to be addressed by decision makers, policy makers, or something like that, for the government or something like that. If there is a kind of decree to be issued regarding to this problem, cat issues or something like that, so I think there will be a kind of alleviation, at least, from the severity of the problem.
Water availability in Yemen becomes even more difficult by its uneven distribution across the terrain and the high density of populations in the central highlands, western escarpment, and coastal plains. Groundwater contributes 60% of the country's renewable resource, but today's demand is causing drops in water levels that sometimes exceed 180 feet. 10% of Yemen's population live in the Sana'a Basin. Unfortunately, this basin is expected to be dry within the next 10 years. The problem is escalated partially because the laws of the land are not being followed. Also, the severe economic crisis in Yemen has fueled decisions that increase water usage that are emptying aquifers even more. Naib feels that his country's water situation is now a humanitarian crisis. Water availability without the cultivation of khat is bad enough. With khat, time is running out. Naib sees responsibility in water crisis as a twofold mission.
I encourage them, and I'd like to say that it's part of our humanity mission to help each other. This is for the people who are helping, who are providing kind of aid to others, and it's part of our like mission as human beings to be helped and to give their hands for what it's for what it is possible for them to do to try to help those people who are suffering water shortages all over the world. It's not only in Yemen, but all over the world. From the other hand, for people who are like experiencing this or are suffering, it's recommended to be economized and spending or using water supplies or something like that. So either not to use too much of water for something unnecessary, and at the same time trying to utilize every method or way possible for them to get water.
The water crisis in Yemen is limited by technical conditions and social behaviors. Building a population that is adaptable in its behavior, collaborative in its ability to work for the commons, informed with technical knowledge, and resourceful in seeking solutions is a goal that all countries need. Well, if I go back to my root principles, I can't just sit around and do nothing. But I also can't do it alone. So what is the next step to help Yemen and its people? It may be that looking at our own level of preparedness will trigger what support we can offer the Yemenis. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.